consecration. There's power when you consecrate yourself to the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's read our scriptures today. Romans 12, verse 1. Loud voice, one voice. Begin. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies and living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Amen. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 5:14. Ready? Begin. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. John chapter 10 verse 10 says, I have come so that I may give life and abundant life. Hallelujah. God is not satisfied just to give you life. But God wants to give you more. Abundant life.
Amen.
How about that? Do you want abundant life or just merely, barely living out your life? Which one do you want? Do you want overflowing life? Or dry land life?
Overflowing life?
Yes. Welcome to Overflowing Church. Indeed, your cup will overflow. Psalm 23 says, Psalmist says, my cup overflows. Amen. Everybody say, my cup overflows. Come on, 1, 2, 3.
My cup overflows.
Amen. Tell somebody, your cup overflows.
Your cup overflows.
Amen. Amen. All right. So, you want your life to overflow with God's blessings? Indeed, you want God to bless you so much that you will overflow with His blessings. And that overflowing, that river will go to many nations. If you want that kind of life, there's a way. And that way is a way of consecration. Hallelujah. God wants to bless you so much, but He's waiting. He's waiting until you commit yourself to the Lord as a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. I want to talk about first why we need consecration. Because before God works within you, before God uses you, okay, before God guides your path, you need to make an agreement with God, saying, Lord, my life is yours, and I give you permission to use my life. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, God is God of character. He does not force upon you anything. He's waiting for you to open your heart and to say, my life is no longer mine, but it's yours, because you bought it with a price. And that price was the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible says, you and I, we were bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. Therefore, we should not live for ourselves, but we should live for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Philippians 1:21 says, for to me to live is Christ. Now that you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, now that your life is hidden in Christ, you live for Jesus. And that's the best life, that's the glorious life, that's the rewarding life.
Amen.
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 Have you ever in your life officially said to God, God, I consecrate my life to you. I give my life to you as a living sacrifice. Use me. Have you ever done it? If you have not done it, today you confess with your mouth that your life is His. And you give Him permission to control your life and to lead your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you do that, God will indeed bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Second, consecration is foundation. I want to share some scriptures. Acts chapter 20:28. Let's read it together. Begin. Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church to God, which He purchased with His own blood. Amen. Did you know that you were purchased by God with the blood of the Son? I say it again. Did you know that your life has been bought by God?
Amen.
With His blood.
Amen.
We have to solemnly confess this truth, that my life is no longer mine, but is His, because He bought it with a price.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 6:20. Begin. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. Amen. Tell somebody, you were bought at a price. Honor God with your body. Tell somebody. So many Christians, although they were bought by the blood of Jesus Christ, they live like a runaway slave. Oh Lord, leave me alone. This is my life. I want to live my life. And this is go run away. Run away as a runaway slave. But when we come back to the Lord and be in His presence, we know that's the best life to be. Because the presence of God is everything. The presence of God is reality, and everything else is a shadow. Oh, we want to be in His presence 24/7. Yes. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you like that? To be in His presence 24/7?
Yes.
Yeah? Well, Jesus Christ is there in your spirit 24/7. Amen.
Amen.
And He will never leave you, never forsake you, because He loves you. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Consecration's motive. Now you want to consecrate yourself, but you got to have a right motive. Right motivation. If you do not have the right motive, your consecration will be bitter by force. But the only way we can gladly consecrate ourselves is to be motivated by the love of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Look at the verse, Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Let's read it one more time. Begin. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. It says, in the view of what?
God's mercy.
You see, we have to see His mercy. We have to see His love. We have to experience His love. And that love compels us to serve Him. That love compels us to give happily out of our life to Jesus Christ. Amen. Look at 2 Corinthians 5:14 one more time. Begin. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all die. And He died for all, that those who live should not to no longer live for themselves, but for Him who died for them and was raised again. Amen. Oh Lord Jesus, we no longer live for ourselves. We live for only one person in this world. His name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you glad to confess with me? To say, for to me, to live is Christ. And to die is gain. Would you like to say that? Ready? Begin. For to me, to live is Christ. And to die is gain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. But you need to be compelled by the love of Christ. Oh, how I wish to show you the love of Christ. We need God's mercy and grace to know the love of Christ. Jesus Christ not only visited this earth in the form of human. Jesus Christ not only lived 33 years of perfect life, humble life. But Jesus Christ was beaten, was nailed on the cross for you and for me. And that love we cannot find anywhere else. Only in Jesus we find abounding, incomprehensible, amazing love.
Amen.
I pray that God's love, this love of Jesus Christ, will compare your heart today. That you will say to God, I'm gladly give my life to you. It is my honor, it is my privilege to give my life to Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Oh Lord Jesus, if you meet the love of Christ, you will not hesitate to give your life to Jesus. Those of you who are ready to say, Lord, my life is yours. use it for your glory. It's because God's love is compelling you. Hallelujah. There is no other life but to live for Jesus Christ if you're compelled by God's love. May God's love be abound in you. Amen.
Amen.
Number four, I want to talk about the meaning of consecration. Make sure before you consecrate yourself, okay, I say this again. Before you consecrate yourself, make sure you know the meaning of consecration. God wants you to clearly know the meaning of consecration. And then you consecrate yourself. Again, Romans 12:1. Read that verse carefully. Okay? Read it in your spirit. You ready? Begin. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, the scripture says, offer your bodies as living sacrifices. Everybody say living sacrifices. He's talking about burnt offering. There are many kinds of offering, but this one is talking about burnt offering. And here, look at the scriptures. Living sacrifices, not death sacrifices. After you die, you cannot become sacrificed. God wants your life now, not later.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants your living life, Monday Amen. Through Sunday. Every day, that should every day be a living sacrifice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let your lifestyle, life become a living sacrifice. That's what God wants. That's what God is seeking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I desire, as a pastor, I desire our church members to live their life as a living sacrifice. Meaning, their life here at the church and their life outside the church, same.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'd rather have 10 faithful members of God's children that how they look here, how they look and how they worship, how they pray, and how they call on the name of the Lord, and how they are loving and greeting people here is same as you live in the world. In your job place, in your school. Hallelujah. Only God knows how you are living in the world. God is looking for a true living sacrifice. I pray that you will become that kind of worshiper where you live your life as a living sacrifice. Amen.
Amen.
God is looking for a burnt offering. Are you willing to offer yourself on the altar and say, Lord, my life is yours. Use my life for your glory. Before God uses you, he has to work in you. Let God work in you. Meaning, sometimes, actually many times in our life, God puts us into fire. So that our natural institution, our self, our weaknesses will come out to make you gold.
Amen.
How many of you want to be gold?
Amen.
Diamond.
Amen.
Yeah?
Amen.
Well, you got to get ready for the fire. We like to be gold and diamond, but do we like the fire? Nobody likes that fire. Nobody, huh? But I'm sorry, brothers and sisters, that's the only way. That's the only way for God to form you. It's the fire. It's the persecution. It's the hardship. It's the trials. It's the suffering. But praise God. In our spirit, we see the vision of the New Jerusalem. That we, ourselves, are the bride. Who is adorning themselves as a holy bride to meet the bridegroom, who is Jesus Christ. Praise God, God is making you a new Jerusalem. God is making you a gold and diamond. Persevere. God is doing wonderful work in your life. Hang in there. Soon you will be perfect. Your body, soul, and spirit. Praise the Lord. Okay, what is the consecration's result? Last point. What is the consecration's result? That your life will disappear. What is the result of consecrations? You're not going to become somebody in the church. You're going to become nobody. What is the result of consecration? A handful of ashes. But praise God, after you become a handful of ashes, you're going to be resurrected with a glorious being. Hallelujah. Only through the cross you will experience resurrection power. Hallelujah. Oh, let us become nobody in church. Let Christ be everything. And together we build His church and His kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. With the students of TLS, I pray that all of us here, together, we consecrate ourselves today, not tomorrow. And let God reign over your life, control your life, and lead your life to the blessed way. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for giving us opportunity to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. It is an honor and privilege to serve you, to worship you, to live for your name. Oh Lord, may all of us, by your grace, offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.